The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's what I've been told, at least.
Hey, time out. Time out. Come on, guys. Come on.
Ray Ray is fundamental, number one podcast from the get-go. Yeah. And since you're listening, you got good sense, so let me break it down on this instrumental. It's basketball and all its essences. It's full of pop culture references.
Okay.
Point guards to stretch fours and fives. The last Buffy episode, did Spike survive?
Yeah.
Never mind, let me get on track. Houston had a good run, man, their team was stacked. We had plans for the T-Wolves, y'all remember?
Yeah.
Quick question in sync, who's your favorite member? Oops, I did it again. Hold up, wait, best team on the court, probably Golden State.
Yeah.
Curry and them, yeah, they out this world, but that's Gray's top five, he's saying the Spice Girls.
What's up, Internet? This is the Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast, episode 99, recorded July the 25th, 2018, brought to you by RayRay.net. My name is Ray Ray, in case you already didn't know. But, yeah, for this episode, we are talking to Alicia Guerrero, who used to work for the San Antonio Spurs, actually, but is now a news producer for a couple stations in San Antonio, Texas. I believe it's WOAI. For San Antonio, as well as KABB of Fox, I believe. So, we're going to get a good perspective from her about what she thinks of the San Antonio Spurs finally trading Kawhi Leonard. That's got to be tough, right? Because we all thought Kawhi Leonard was the next guy. He seemed to perfectly fit the system, the culture. He's so quiet, very much like Tim Duncan. So unassuming. He's just there doing his job. He wants to play ball. And then suddenly, you know, after he had his injury, things went south. He apparently wasn't happy anymore, and he was finally traded. We all thought he was going to go to the Lakers, but he ended up going to Canada instead in a trade for DeMar DeRozan. And DeMar DeRozan is not happy from going from Toronto to San Antonio, because after all, he did just sign a long-term deal with Toronto. He wanted to stay a Raptor. But, you know, loyalty doesn't go two ways sometimes. So, you know, like, it's a business in the NBA. Teams will just drop you out of nowhere, just like players will drop teams and fan bases out of nowhere. That's just how it goes. It's a business. You do what's best for yourself, basically. And it's rough, and fans have to accept that. I'm sure there are plenty of people who love DeMar DeRozan, but they gotta feel betrayed by the team, right? That's just how it goes sometimes, you know? I mean, it's sports. It's a business. And it's never a happy ending a lot of the time. Go back to Alicia. She was actually writing for my boys, Project Spurs, in 2014 when I had her on my previous podcast for the NoLookPass.com called Chronicles of Karate. And we were talking about the Spurs. They just won the NBA championship, I believe, when I had her, and I think the World Cup was going on as well. So for this episode, it's our first time talking in about 4 years, and now she's a news producer, and so we get to talk about her job now, her new job, as well as her previous experience at the San Antonio Spurs. And of course, as if you notice in this podcast, we've been talking to all women as of late. We will also get her perspective as well, as a woman in news and sports. So, yeah, that's the episode for today. But before we get to this interview with Alicia, let me remind you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, as well as Stitcher, Android, Anchor, whatever podcast app you prefer. If all else fails, you can go to rary.net/fun. That's where you can find the podcast home site. Follow me on Twitter at the NoLookPass, and follow the podcast Twitter at RaryIsFun. You can't fit various fundamental on a Twitter handle because they only allow 16 characters. So that's about it. We'll get to this talk with Alicia, but first, the promo. Here we go.
I'm Andy Roman, and you're listening to the Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast.
Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast, episode 99. My guest. She's an award-winning producer for WOAI for San Antonio and KEBB-TV for Fox. She also worked as a digital associate producer for the San Antonio Spurs. And I met her, well, not technically, but I first talked to her when she was writing for Project Spurs. I signed for San Antonio Spurs. Alicia Guerrero, what is up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Wow. Technically, it's been a while since we talked, like, verbally.
It has. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. A lot has changed, really, because the last time we were talking, the Spurs just won a championship, and now this is happening.
Oh, God.
I know. I guess we should go ahead and get to that right now, since it's we're already on the subject, so.
Yeah.
I know. Did you ever think this would happen, though? Because Kawhi Leonard seems so unassuming, and here we are. He's in Toronto now. And
no, I never thought this would happen.
Right. It's weird, right? Because he seems like the perfect San Antonio Spur to me. Quiet, unassuming, just doing his job.
Yeah, it was, whenever he first came here, it was, he's going to help fill the void whenever Tim Duncan retires. And he was, well, I mean, he still is a great guy, sure. I mean, I've never, you know, talked with him outside of, you know, me and all of that stuff. But, I mean, it was like he was being groomed to be, you know, the next guy to take over for Tim Duncan. And now here we are, and he and Danny Green are going off to Toronto. And, you know, he barely played last season. And it was surreal. It was like a flip from one day to the next. You know, it was kind of like, okay, he's hurt, you know, we'll give him time. You know, he came back and then he wasn't ready to come back. And the whole thing was just very bizarre. Like, I can't even describe it to you. And like, even sitting down here, you know, watching it, it's bizarre. There's no other word for it.
Isn't it kind of jarring that I heard from Danny Green, he has a podcast now, apparently. Everyone has podcasts these days. But he mentioned that he went through the season with a torn groin, and it kind of went undetected, apparently. And I kind of wonder if that's like, you know, if this is a blip on the San Antonio Spurs medical staff, because we all know Kawhi had issues with them as well, and now we're hearing that Danny Green went through the season with a torn groin undetected. So what do you think about that? Like, this is like the Spurs are kind of like, it's the opposite of what we know of the Spurs, because they've been pretty much been perfect the last 25 years or so.
Yeah, it is strange times. You know, I can't speak for the whole medical thing with Danny and Kawhi and their injuries. But, you know, I've seen nothing but great stuff from the Spurs and great things from the Spurs, from, you know, Coach Pop and the players all the way down to the people that I worked with whenever I worked for them in college.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen nothing but great things from them. And, you know, I was talking to someone the other day and I'm like, you know, the Spurs who I grew up watching and cheering for are gone. Like, I don't recognize hardly any of them. You know, you have Tim Duncan, who retired a couple of years ago. Tony Parker is now in the Hornets.
Yeah.
Kawhi and Danny. I know Kawhi and Danny Green are in Toronto now. You know, at least we have Michael Bellinelli coming back. I was happy whenever I saw that. But, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, Manu, please don't leave us too. Like, we can take losing you too this season, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, please come back.
Yeah, because we'll see.
So it's just weird times. I've never seen. It's just weird. There's no other way to put it.
Because mostly when you see the Spurs, they seem like almost like they're lifers, you know? Like, you mentioned Duncan and Parker and Manu, and some of them are just like familiar faces. I mean, I guess Patty Mills is still there, but other than that, it's like,
and you know, from a media standpoint, whenever I would go into the locker rooms, he was always a great guy to talk to. And you know, Patty Mills is great, but you have lost the foundation of who the Spurs have been for so long, you know, with Tim Duncan retiring a couple years ago, and you hoped that Kawhi would come in and try to fill that void along with LaMarcus. And, you know, LaMarcus is still here, and he's really trying. He's really stepped up, especially last season. But, you know, Tony's now gone, and we're in limbo with Manu, just waiting on a decision from him. So it's strange times.
Yeah, and they do have a streak going in. I think they've made the playoffs, 21 straight years now? 22 straight years? I don't remember, but very, very long time.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact number, but it's pretty high up there.
Yeah, yeah. So, you mentioned that you did work for the Spurs. What was your job description, per se?
So I helped a lot with the online content, post-game interviews. I would go out whenever the Spurs were in the community, Silver and Black Give Back events, Rampage events. Mm-hmm. I would go out and help out with the content for the website.
Did you also work the former San Antonio Silver Stars as well? Is that...
Yes. Okay. It was all together. So it was Spurs Sports and Entertainment. Mm-hmm. So it was all three teams.
Mm, cool. You still sore about the Silver Stars leaving for Las Vegas?
It was great to have a WNBA team here. I wish that they hadn't left because I thought it was something great for the community. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I understand why they made the decision to do it. So,
So you're working as a news producer now. Was this always the dream job?
To be honest, no. I thought I was going to land and stay in sports. And whenever I graduated college a couple of years ago, I had interned with the station that I work for now. And a temporary associate producer position opened up. And I'm like, you know what? I've never really thought about the producing side of things. Maybe, you know, it's temporary. I'll give it a whirl, see if I like it, and or if it's not right for me, you know? You never know unless you try. I'm a firm believer in that. Mm-hmm. And my now boss called me. She brought me in for an interview. She offered me the position, and it was a two-month position, and then stars just kind of aligned and things fell into place, and they offered me a permanent position as an associate producer. So that was really awesome, and I have fallen in love with producing. I firmly believe that I am where I was always supposed to be. Don't get me wrong, I love sports, and any time that I have an excuse to help cover sports, or, you know, the big sports stories get to be a part of the newscast, you know, and I help element that out, that is awesome for me. I love sports still, but I really do love news, and I firmly believe that this is where I was supposed to be.
You've won awards for them, so tell me the awards that you've won, because you were pretty vague on your bio about it. It's like award-winning producer, so I gotta know what it was.
So the Texas Associated Press, the Texas chapter of the AP, they did awards back in April. And me and a fellow producer, Evan Hinton, won for Best Newscast for one of the 10 p.m.s on a Sunday night that we did. And it's been really great. And it was an awesome honor. And it was just exciting. It was my first award for producing, so it was really exciting. We went up to Austin for the awards dinner, and it was a lot of fun.
Congrats. And you can brag. It's okay.
Thank you.
One of the things, I mean, obviously as a news producer, you have to cover everything. So it's got to be difficult when you get stories that are just sad and tragic. Like, how do you handle those?
It's hard. I will tell you, it is hard emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you're at work, you are at work. It is getting the news that, you know, your viewers need to know and presenting it in the best way possible, working with your reporters, your anchors, your directors, to make sure that it is told in the most respectful way. You know, some of these stories are absolutely heartbreaking and tragic and just downright awful. And how I personally help deal with it is whenever I'm at work, I'm at work. I am in the work mindset of, I need to get this done. I have a job to do. And whenever I walk out of the building, I then allow myself to feel and really think about the gravity of these situations.
Right.
You know, some of these situations are just absolutely heartbreaking. And so you have to give yourself that personal time to process it and think it through. and come to terms with how you feel about it and work through those emotions before you can move on to the next thing. Otherwise, it just all adds up and it becomes too much. So you right. gotta give yourself time to be a person about these unfortunate and awful events.
See, I'm glad you're telling me this, because there are a lot of people out there that think, oh, well, this has gotta be easy, right? What you're doing, blah, 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 blah. And like, no, it can't be. No. Like, all these things that you're going
through.
No. Yeah, all these stories that you see. I mean, they think that all the jobs that we do is per se easy, and they are not, you know? So I'm glad you're explaining this to me.
Yeah, no, it is not easy. Don't get me wrong. We get to do a lot of fun things. We get to have fun, and, you know, the people that I work with have become like my family in some ways. You know, whenever stuff happens and tragedy hits and we have to cover these awful things, it helps to also just talk with one another, mm-hmm. too. You know, whenever they happen, we are in the work mindset of, okay, how are we going to cover this? Who is going to do what? How are we going to logistically work this mm-hmm. out? You know, what's going to be the order of the newscast? How are we going to present this? But once it's all done, taking a step back and allowing yourself to process it and talk with the people who are there too and who are going through the exact same things that you're going through and covering this and seeing this heartbreak and tragedy can be very therapeutic as well.
This is Shay Serrano, and you are listening to the Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast. I think Ray Ray should change the name of the podcast, but he likes it, so that's what you're listening to.
So, I just realized you're only still in your 20s, and I was going to ask you about your favorite Spurs, but I was like, it's probably like the current ones from like we just talked about, so gosh, I keep showing my, every time I talk to somebody on this podcast, it's like, oh my god, I'm showing my age again, this is terrible. So, I'll go straight to this. So, I've asked many women in past episodes how they handle themselves in the male-dominated sports industry, and maybe even the male-dominated news industry, so how do you handle yourself right now? And what advice can you give young girls and women that want to be in the sports or news industry?
To be honest, and I never really thought about mm-hmm. it whenever I was an intern in sports. You know, I never really thought that I was maybe one of the few females in the locker room or one of the few females at practices mm-hmm. or out covering, you know, Friday night football.
Right.
I never really thought about it. I just thought, I love sports.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I love. This is what I want to do. And like anything, you have to be good at what you do. You have to know your stuff. You have to prove that you know it. I think sometimes it can be harder for women because, unfortunately, though, there are those mindsets that are, well, you're a woman, you can't cover sports,
right.
or you're a woman, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. But to me, I never really thought of it as, oh, I'm a woman surrounded by men. Like, I was just like, I love sports. This is what I want to do. I know about sports. It really doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather always told me, he goes, Alicia, it's not enough to look good or to be good. You have to be the best at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that has always resonated with me. You know, you have to know your stuff. Don't let anything stop you just because
mm-hmm.
you may be a woman or you may be young or you may not have as much experience as the person sitting next to you. Don't let that stop you. If you know what you want to do, go for it. You are your biggest cheerleader. But on the flip side, you can sometimes be the one person that gets in your way the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to believe in yourself and you have to be confident. And the sky is the limit. If you know what you want to do, go for it. Work hard. Don't stop until you reach your goal. And even then, after that, set a new goal and keep going. Keep going for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I am very blessed that right out of college, I was able to get a producing job in, you know, Market 31. But every day I walk in and I know that I have something to prove, not just to my fellow coworkers. I owe it to them to do a good job, but I owe it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so always make sure that you are working for yourself and making sure that you are happy in what you are doing. That's the biggest advice that I give anyone.
Mm. Well said. And I ask this because, again, it's difficult to be a woman, well, anywhere, really. And, you know,
yes.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to face those guys who keep sports as their safe as they ask you questions like, yeah, you're a Spurs fan, name the 1989 Spurs lineup and name their all their favorite movies and, you know, stuff like that. I get so dumb.
Right.
Yeah, and so especially you as a Latina as well, like, you know, you face a lot of challenges here. Especially since, you know, the sports industry is so white male dominated, really, you know?
Again, I have never really thought of it as, oh, I'm a woman or I'm a minority. I am who I am. Mm-hmm. I make no apologies for it. And the only thing that I can do is prove to everyone how great of a job that I can do and just keep going, you know?
I just hope that we get to a point where we don't have to, where women aren't being held down, and especially women of color being held down.
Yes.
You know, so.
Definitely.
I mean, I haven't really put it out there, but for the last, I think, 7 episodes now, all I've had are women on the show because I want to help give them a platform. I just want to be an ally. I just want to be a better person, you know? And it's just tough that women aren't still being seen as equals anywhere. So I'm just trying to do my part here.
It is incredibly frustrating. Mm-hmm. You know, a woman. You know, I've heard the stories of, you know, a woman may act a certain way and she's perceived as being rude and mean.
Yeah.
But you know, a man may act the same way and, oh, that's just him. That's just how he does his job. You know, it's difficult and is infuriating. And I hope and pray that those women who are in the work industry already are working to try to combat that. So that way it can be better for the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be the best person that I can be. And I want to help the next generation of women in sports, in news, in everything. And so that's just what I work towards every day.
Well said. All right, quick kids before I let you go. Favorite Spurs moment right now? Favorite Spurs moment?
Okay, it's kind of cliche, but it was great. Back whenever we celebrated our last championship, we always do the River Parade. And my favorite thing, and I think it's a gift now, I'm pretty sure I've seen it on Twitter, is when Coach Pop is on the barge and he's counting the championships on his fingers. And it is hands down one of the greatest things because, you know, Coach Pop, he's all business.
Right.
It was a moment where you truly got to see him celebrate and smile and look at his players and all that they've been able to accomplish. Now, before the Kawhi stuff went down, if you asked me that, I probably would have said whenever he was at the trophy presentation for the last championship and he was smiling and that was like one of the few times you really saw Kawhi smile. But yeah, I'm
going to
have to go with Coach Pop now.
Oh, man. So when we were going back and forth on my website, we always made Taylor Swift references. So what is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Okay, whenever I was 22, I played 22 a lot.
Okay, that's fair. I miss 22.
I know, right? Can we go back to 22?
Yeah, mine's a long time ago.
A few years now, but you know.
Yeah. any guilty pleasure song you still jam out to?
I don't really know.
I mean,
this past weekend, some friends and I went out to karaoke, and all of the girls got up and sang "Wannabe" by Spice Girls. But I mean, that's just a good song.
Yeah, you're now you're just it's like, oh well, Rex is awesome. I had no idea. I had no idea you did karaoke, actually, because I do karaoke. You already know I do karaoke.
Oh, I don't. I don't. Okay. I was, like, standing in the back of the group with the mic the furthest from me.
Oh, come.
I do not sing.
Oh, come on.
No, no, no. I got up there begrudgingly. I think I was dragged up there.
Oh, okay. Do you have dogs? Because I love dogs.
I love dogs, too. So, funny story. I actually went 2 weekends ago now to Houston to go visit one of my roommates from Baylor. Mm-hmm. And she and I were driving around and we saw this dog in the neighborhood. And so we rescued her and, you know, we took her to the vet and she didn't have a chip and I was falling in love with her. And she was too. And now she lives with, my friend's family in Houston. But I honestly wanted to bring her home with me. I was like, oh my gosh, she is so adorable. She was the cutest little lap dog. But I do have a dog. She lives with my mom. She's a Brittany Spaniel. I live in an apartment, so she kind of needs to run around and have a backyard and go chase squirrels and birds and everything like that. But she is awesome. I love her. Her name is Penny. I love dogs.
So can I have Penny then?
No.
Because my dog Nala needs a friend here too. You've seen Nala, I'm sure. You've seen her pictures.
Yes, I have.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think it's even a dog. I think it's a mop, really. So, yeah. Well, I kept you way too long. I apologize for that. But go ahead and
it's all good.
Go ahead and publicize your social media and whatever you have going on in the internet and whatever else you have going on TV. Really, go ahead. Advertise.
So you can find me on Twitter. @AlishaNicole_TV. I also have a professional Facebook page that I don't use a whole lot. I should probably get better at that, but you can search Alicia Guerrero. And yeah, give me a follow on Twitter. I'd love to interact with all of y'all.
Awesome. So thanks again for doing this. And man, it's just so weird that times have changed. You don't listen to Taylor Swift anymore.
I know.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Thanks, Alicia.
I know. Thank you. Game over, yeah!
Hashtag blame Ray Ray.